This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A man wanted for a parole violation was killed in Denver this morning by state corrections officers. Authorities say the man appeared to aim a weapon at the officers. Authorities say the unidentified man was white and in his 30s and that he was the only casualty. The family of a 6-year-old girl who fell to her death on a drop ride is suing Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park. CPR's Tina Sieg reports.
The wrongful death suit alleges that Wangel Estefanos died because of extreme recklessness by the Glenwood Springs Amusement Park. On September 5th, investigators say Wangel fell 110 feet from the haunted mine drop after workers failed to make sure she was belted in. Dan Kaplis is the lawyer representing the parents.
They're just determined to make sure this never happens to another family.
Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park says it cannot comment on pending litigation, but in a written statement said, quote, "Our hearts go out to the Estefanos family and those impacted by their loss." In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A familiar face will be returning to Empower Field at Mile High tomorrow night. Cleveland Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield is out with an injury, so former Broncos starter Case Keenum will take the field. He was the Broncos' starting QB in 2018. Kickoff is at 6:20 tomorrow night. Mostly clear for the Front Range tonight, partly cloudy on the western slope and in the central mountains overnight. This is CPR News.